Genesis, chapter 36. What follows is the account of Esau, also known as Edom. Esau took his wives from the Canaanites, Adah the daughter of Elon the Hittite, and Oholibamah the daughter of Aner, and granddaughter of Sihon the Hivite, in addition to Basemath the daughter of Ishmael, and sister of Nebaioth. Adah bore Eliphaz to Esau, Basemath bore Reuel, and Oholibamah bore Jeush, Jalam, and Korah. These were the sons of Esau who were born to him in the land of Canaan. Esau took his wives, the sons, his daughters, all the people in his household, his livestock, his animals, and all his possessions that he had acquired in the land of Canaan, and he went to a land some distance away from Jacob his brother because they had too many possessions to be able to stay together, and the land where they had settled was not able to support them because of their livestock. So Esau, also known as Edom, lived in the hill country of Seir. This is the account of Esau, the father of the Edomites, in the hill country of Seir. These were the names of Esau's sons: Eliphaz, the son of Esau's wife Adah, and Reuel, the son of Esau's wife Basemath. These were the sons of Eliphaz: Teman, Omar, Zepho, Gatam, and Kenaz. Tinner, a concubine of Esau's son Eliphaz, bore Amalek to Eliphaz. These were the sons of Esau's wife Adah. These were the sons of Reuel: Nahath, Zerah, Shammah, and Mizar. These were the sons of Esau's wife Basemath. These were the sons of Esau's wife Oholibamah the daughter of Aner, and granddaughter of Sihon. She bore Jeush, Jalam, and Korah to Esau. These were the chiefs among the descendants of Esau, the sons of Eliphaz, Esau's firstborn: chief Teman, chief Omar, chief Zepho, chief Kenaz, chief Korah, chief Gatam, chief Amalek. These were the chiefs descended from Eliphaz in the land of Edom. These were the sons of Adah. These were the sons of Esau's son Reuel: chief Nahath, chief Zerah, chief Shammah, chief Mizar. These were the chiefs descended from Reuel in the land of Edom. These were the sons of Esau's wife Basemath. These were the sons of Esau's wife Oholibamah: chief Jeush, chief Jalam, chief Korah. These were the chiefs descended from Esau's wife Oholibamah, the daughter of Aner. These were the sons of Esau, also known as Edom, and these were their chiefs. These were the sons of Seir the Horite, who were living in the land: Lotan, Shobal, Sihon, Aner, Dishon, Ezer, and Dishan. These were the chiefs of the Horites, the descendants of Seir in the land of Edom. The sons of Lotan were Hori and Homam. Lotan's sister was Timnah. These were the sons of Shobal: Alvan, Manahath, Ebal, Shepho, and Onam. These were the sons of Sihon, Ir, and Aner, who discovered the hot springs in the wilderness as he pastured the donkeys of his father Sihon. These were the children of Aner, Dishon, and Oholibamah, the daughter of Aner. These were the sons of Dishon: Hemdan, Eshban, Itharan, and Keran. These were the sons of Ezer: Bilhan, Zarvan, and Akin. These were the sons of Dishan: Uz and Aran. These were the chiefs of the Horites: chief Lotan, chief Shobal, chief Sihon, chief Aner, chief Dishon, chief Ezer, chief Dishan. These were the chiefs of the Horites, according to their chief lists in the land of Seir. These were the kings who reigned in the land of Edom before any king ruled over the Israelites. Beler the son of Beor reigned in Edom. The name of his city was Dinhabar. When Beler died, Jobab the son of Zerah from Bozrah reigned in his place. When Jobab died, Husham from the land of the Temanites reigned in his place. When Husham died, Hadad the son of Bedad, who defeated the Midianites in the land of Moab, reigned in his place. The name of his city was Avith. When Hadad died, Samlar from Masrekah reigned in his place. When Samlar died, Shaul from Rehoboth on the river reigned in his place. When Shaul died, Baal-Hanan the son of Achbor reigned in his place. When Baal-Hanan the son of Achbor died, Hadad reigned in his place. The name of his city was Pau. His wife's name was Mehetabel, the daughter of Matred, the daughter of Mezab. These were the names of the chiefs of Esau, according to their families, according to their places, by their names: chief Timnah, chief Avar, chief Jeduth, chief Oholibamah, chief Elah, chief Penan, chief Kenaz, chief Teman, chief Mibzar, chief Magdiel, chief Iram. These were the chiefs of Edom, according to their settlements in the land they possessed. This was Esau, the father of the Edomites.